Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
Mary is taken up to heaven. A chorus of angels exults.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where he entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the infant lived in the womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Now does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in the conceit. He has cast down the mighty from the thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Our Heavenly Mother, admit that it is full of grace, because the Son of God is in her body. True, this is obedience, this is love. That's why our Heavenly Mother is full of joy in her life. Not all the time people can understand her. Remember when she went back to Galilee, her husband Joseph saw her was a baby, and he wanted to quit to divorce her because he doesn't know what to do. Mary herself did not explain anything to him. Only the angel told Joseph to keep her because she's the mother of the Son of God. You can imagine, our Heavenly Mother suffered so much. Disbelief first by Joseph. Naturally, all the people surrounding her house, what would they say about her? We can't imagine. And I think our Heavenly Mother kept herself in silence. She didn't explain anything to anybody. all the angels explained to Joseph about this situation. Imagine all those life surrounding her, especially women. They're full of curiosity, full of judgment towards her. But you can imagine melting all these things within her heart. She knows that to follow the will of God, you have to follow all this pain. But she's always joyful, peaceful, because the only thing she does is the will of God. That's us, our Heavenly Mother, to accompany us in our life. We tell her we try to do the will of God, but many times we failed. Even we succeed, we are not at peace at times, because there were judgments from many sides around us. At times, we are so proud to deny the cross. We do not want to follow God at times. Ask our Heavenly Mother to pray for us, intersection, gives all the grace that we need, with peace, with joy, to do the will of God in our daily life.